It doesn't matter if you're the president of your company or a junior designer. You need to understand how to give and receive criticism. It is one of the most fundamental things to clear out, you know, that can avoid a lot of heartbreak and team splitting. If you do not know how to criticize properly, your teammates would stop creating better work. I've seen it happen. If you do not know how to receive criticism, you will be so demotivated that you'd stop improving yourself. I see my friends and seniors brutally failing at improving their team's output because they just don't understand how to give criticism. It's important to realize the value of communicating and receiving criticism properly before you step out of college and work with a bunch of professional people. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to episode 24 of Take It Easy. About how to give criticism properly, because apparently everyone is an expert these days. If you are a manager of a club or company, you probably need to review a lot of stuff, right? It could be apps, design, marketing, strategies, anything actually. You need to understand that when someone comes to you with their work, they're usually looking for acceptance and not offense. The most important thing to do is listen. If someone comes to me with their latest UX design, I first ask them to show me what they've made, and I give them time to complete what they've made. Because most of the people, most of the seniors that I had or noticed, what they do is they just try to, you know, quickly wait for the other person to stop talking so that they can give their own ideas and thoughts. Don't do that. You need to listen what that guy is saying. There's a massive chance that whatever they are saying might not be the best choice, you know, but don't give your opinions in the middle. Respond with accepting statements like, okay, correct, understood. Because when someone is pitching you their design or app, they're looking at you very closely. They're recording everything you say. You are their idol. You're their mentor. Your single statement, you know, something like, but, you know, this is not working out, dude. This is not that good looking statement is... This statement is going to go straight into their deepest corners of their head and, you know, relieve negative feedback. And that's the last thing you want to do. Because you need them to be free about getting feedback from you. You need them to be happy whenever they come to you. Once they are done pitching, pause for at least 4 to 5 seconds. You know, give the person time to understand what he has said. Give yourself some time to understand what he said and look at their work. Figure out what is right, what is wrong. And how much time did this person take to do this job? If you gave this job 2 days ago and you know there's college going on and after 2 days he or she has come up with this draft, don't just jump on them because you've given them too less time. If this work is their first iteration, cut them some slack because this is literally the first draft. You don't need to get the perfect output within the first draft. There's this technique called something like hamburger or sandwich theory. I learned this from a channel called The Future. It's one of the most amazing YouTube channels you can ever refer for design. It says, begin with saying something nice about the design. And now this is tricky because I don't want you to just lie about stuff. If there's nothing correct about the design, skip this step. However, I've always found something good about someone's submission. Could be the fact that they did it quickly. Could be their logic behind it. Could be their interpretation. Could be their experimentation with colors or fonts, but do not spend more than 60 seconds on this part. You found something good, that doesn't mean that it is perfect, right? Now, when you give criticism, phrase your words in a way that explains the logic behind your criticism. If you want to say this background is ugly, tell him why it's ugly. Say this background color that you've chosen, it doesn't fit with the kind of images you've included in this picture, you know, so you need to change this. And whenever you point out a problem, you need to add your solution and you need to phrase it in a way that it's an opinion and not an order. And this is something that I learned from my mentors as well, because you cannot order a creator to change something in her work. You can only give your opinion and the logic behind it, so that even the creator understands that she will benefit if she includes your changes. So for example, if you want to say that, you know, maybe you can shift this towards the left side, so you can say that I think because of the alignment it's messing out the order, so maybe we can shift this. Don't say that the alignment is wrong, keep it left aligned. I'm asking you to keep this left aligned. Don't do that. Don't order him, because it's her work. You can't order it around. You can give your opinion as a mentor and you can give reasons for your opinion, and then it's on the creator, or, you know, it's her own freedom to make the changes or not. So both you and the creator are trying to reach the best end product, right? Moreover, you need to target the creation and not the creator. Whenever giving criticism, be soft and criticize the creation and not the person. Don't say, you have used big fonts and that's why this is not working out. Say, this part of the screen can have smaller fonts. You know, this part of the screen can be improved in this way. I think this part of the screen can be, you know, used in this way. I think this function of the software can be more efficient. Target the creation. We are working towards making the product better and not criticizing the creator. You know, most of my seniors were amazing at pointing out problems and mediocre at solving them. They would say, this is not looking good. But they were never creative enough to exactly guide me how to make it look good. As a leader, it is our own responsibility to first tell what is wrong and then also recommend how to fix it. Don't just say, nah, dude, I don't like this. You know, explore more options. No, explore more colors. No, explore more stuff. No, end it with some clues, end it with some inspiration, end it with some idea, so that even the creator knows where to go after taking your opinion. Append the solution to your criticism, because if you just point out a problem, how is the creator going to understand what's the right thing to do? Therefore, don't just say, this looks very cluttered, it's too much for the user. Say, if you add in breathing space, we can get rid of the clutter. You see what I'm saying? Now that you're done giving criticism, you need to end it on a nice light note. The guy should be happy about coming to you. I usually give statements like, so if you do these changes, I think we'll end up with something pretty cool. I think we're in the right direction. Statements like give hope that if you include these changes, you know, we are going towards the right direction. Don't just leave him hanging. Because trust me, these words really boost your teammates' confidence. And that is what all they need. As a mentor, it's okay to, you know, create impact and, you know, come up with amazing, incredible results, but you need to give them the right direction. I also expect the same from my mentors, and they do a pretty good job at it. And that is why I'm asking everyone of my age to slowly, you know, inculcate these habits into our own personalities. Also, if you need to review something that is not from your core field, for example, if you're a president with a technical background, always have a good, experienced core designer with you while you review designs. I've been reviewed by people who thought they were designers, but in reality, they just knew a little bit of Photoshop. Like, they were just working on Photoshop for the past 2 years and they thought that they're designers. So, you know, no offense to anyone. You know, it's your own opinion. I am genuinely not offended. I was genuinely never offended. Thank God I had my mind in place. So I never felt bad because I knew the reality. I knew where they were coming from. You know, eventually, the more you read about psychology, the more you understand why people behave the way they do, and you stop getting offended by their own views and viewpoints. So, you know, I think that's a pretty good place to be at. And, you know, just realize the fact that you knowing Photoshop or Illustrator doesn't make you a designer. Please have a designer with you if you review design. Please have a developer with you when you review apps. Please have a researcher with you when you review ML or AI concepts. Now, coming to receiving criticism, this is pretty straightforward. Never show your product ka first look to a critic or to a person who's not from your field. Never show your product ka first look to a competitor. For example, when I was a kid, I used to show my movies and designs to my parents because, you know, they were the closest ones. They were right in my room to get their review. Now, there are neither filmmaker nor designers, and they aren't even the target audience. You know, they don't know how much effort it takes on the software. They don't know that I am a beginner. They will directly compare your work to the best work that they've ever seen. And I'm not talking about parents. I'm talking about any random friend as well. Even if you make a poster and show it to your best friend, he will compare it with the best poster he has ever seen, because he doesn't really know how much effort it takes to make that poster. He doesn't know how much time it takes. So they do not value your work. And you know, you can do all this later on when you're confident with your work, but when you're showing your product as a first look, always, you know, go to a person who's wise enough to understand what's happening, you know, and take review from intelligent people. Take review from people who are the target audience. Otherwise, you will always get disappointed. Don't show it to a person who has a habit of pointing out mistakes just for the sake of it. I've had this as well. I've worked with people who, you know, I used to send my work and there were two reactions, okay? They either used to point out errors without giving solutions, or they just used to say, yeah, it's okay. Go on, go ahead with it. Stay away from these people. Genuinely stay away from these people, because you lose faith in the whole art itself. Show your work to people who are wise enough to understand and recognize your efforts. One very important mindset that you need to adopt is you are not your work. You are not your work. Once you detach yourself from your work, you will not feel bad. You know, when someone is criticizing your work, they're not criticizing you. Don't take it personally. And this is a very difficult characteristic to practice, but I have been practicing it and I feel very peaceful. You know, you need to treat your work like a child and be the parent. You know, you sometimes need to make changes, and that's all okay if in the end it helps you make your product better. So I hope you get the idea. I hope these ideas help you, to be honest, because I was never taught any of these, and not knowing these things result in a lot of frustration. Life is better if you adopt these healthy mindsets. I finally, you know, decided to take up UX design as a career at this point. Therefore, I've started learning design for real. Not kidding. I'm genuinely reading and going back to the basics, and my aim is to document and share whatever I'm learning, so that even after 100 years, if this planet survives, hopefully, if there is a kid like me who doesn't know what to do, he can take help from my podcast. I hope you have an amazing life ahead. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 24 of Take It Easy.